From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A bipartisan group of U.S. congressional leaders have reached an agreement on new sanctions for Russia. This is in response for its meddling in the 2016 presidential election, as well as a provision that would prevent President Trump from trying to relax sanctions against Moscow. The bill was passed more than a month ago by the U.S. Senate and also included new sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile testing. Police in a southern U.S. state of Texas say 8 people have been found dead in the back of a tractor trailer on a Walmart parking lot. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood says at least 28 people, including children, were pulled out of the truck, with 17 of them suffering critical heat-related injuries. The fire chief told CNN some of the survivors have suffered irreversible brain damage. Hood said the people would not have survived another night in the trailer. San Antonio's temperatures have been hot and dry. The trailer was a refrigerator truck, but the air conditioning was not working. Hood said the truck driver has been arrested. Walmart employee was asked for water. The employee gave the person water and then called the police for a welfare check. Heavy fighting is raging in central Afghanistan, where officials say the Islamist Taliban has captured 2 district headquarters and is assaulting government outposts in nearby areas. A government spokesman told VOA around 700 Taliban insurgents overnight attacked the area and swiftly captured key installations, including the police headquarters, before establishing control over the entire district. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition announced a 2-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial July 30th election for a new Congress. Protesters rallied Saturday in Caracas for a march toward the embattled nation's Supreme Court, chanting slogans opposing President Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. National Guard troops used tear gas in at least one location in Caracas, blocking protesters with clouds of white gas and rows of officers on motorcycles. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence and Saturday. And clashes, men defiantly holding evening prayers outside after being detained at an entrance and denied to the holy site Muslims called Noble Sanctuary and Jews called Temple Mount. Earlier, UN spokesman Farhan Haq said that Secretary General is calling on all political, religious and community leaders to help reduce tension, citing comments from UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process.
The need by all sides to avoid escalating tensions and to avoid any steps that lead to further violence. Mr. Mladenov has appreciated the stated commitment by the Israeli Prime Minister to preserve the status quo at the holy sites.
Escalating Israeli-Palestinian tensions over the Holy Land's most contested shrine boiled over into violence with 3 deaths. Police say a Palestinian attacker also killed 3 Israelis at a West Bank settlement. At least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with 7 of those prisoners reportedly killed. A spokesman for the provincial governor told the AP the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks on buses over the last 4 days. More than 100 Somalis recently released from Ethiopian detention facilities and handed over to the Somali government have arrived in Mogadishu. Government officials told local media the Somali prisoners have been held in Ethiopian jails for various offenses, including illegal entry. 2 aftershocks hit the Greek island of Kos Saturday night, just a day after a 6.7 magnitude earthquake killed 2 people and injured nearly 500 others. The Athens Geodynamics Institute reports the first aftershock, a 4.4 magnitude tremor, hit the island around 8 p.m. local time and was quickly followed 16 minutes later by a 4.6 magnitude tremor. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.